Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 19th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have, as per tradition, Dr. Mac. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly.
So glad you're
here. Great to be here. Great to be here.
I'm always pleased to have you. And part of the reason I'm extra pleased to have you today is because you're talking about something that I think is very important for a lot of people. And that is how to level up the video that you're taking with the awesome video camera that you have in your pocket, aka the iPhone.
Precisely. I want to talk about two very reasonably priced apps. One's free, one's $2. And the free one has some add-ons that you might want to buy for $1 or $2 each. But really, you know, we're talking about less than the price of a six pack of whatever your favorite beverage is. And these things make the video that you shoot with that great camera ever so much cooler and better. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about these. There's two of them. We're going to talk about one at a time because it would be really confusing to talk about them both at once.
That's
all
true.
Right, so here's the way it works. The first one is called Action Movie FX. And
okay.
It's from Bad Robot Interactive, which
yes, that Bad Robot
is yes, apparently is has something to do with J.J. Abrams and, you know, movies
yes.
And yeah. So anyway, this is the idea is this app lets you shoot some video and then add big screen Hollywood special effects to what you've just shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very clever app. The way it works is it puts a target on the viewfinder. So when you're recording, it shows you where the special effect is going to happen. And you just kind of put your subject there and shoot a little video. And then you let it digest. And what comes out is the most fun you can have with your camera. If you have kids that are old enough to enjoy a cartoon violence,
yes,
this will amuse them all day long. just destroying things, because most of the effects destroy something. There's floods, there's rocks dropping out of the sky, there's planes crashing, missiles landing, there's a nuclear weapon, there's Star Wars, there's Star Trek, there's Tom Clancy stuff with guns and lasers and oh man. However, any way you can imagine of destroying things, you can buy for $1 or $1.99 and actually shoot video and destroy stuff with that special effect. And they're really pretty good. You know, it's not Holly. It's not like you had Industrial Light and Magic actually do the special effects for your video, but as it turns out, the effects were created by ILM.
Yeah.
And they're darn good for, you know, your iPhone. Also, the sound effects were courtesy of Skywalker Sound.
Yes.
So these are like the two leading effects houses in the world. And here's your free app with $2 effects packs.
Okay.
And they are amazing. So you've got Star Trek, Star Wars, disaster movies, nukes, and the Mega FX pack, which is 20 effects for $2.
Wow.
And then you get 7 or 8 for free when you buy the when you get the free app.
Yeah.
So for under $20, I've had more fun with Action Movie FX than any other app on my phone at any price.
All right.
It's try it for free with the 8 built-in effects, and let me know if you don't buy all of the other effects because it's so much fun.
Okay,
I don't know anybody who hasn't. I mean, it's just you get hooked, and the more of these you make, the more fun it is. It's like every time you see somebody, you wanna have Darth Vader crush them under a car. Oh, and that's the other thing. You can use, you know, like some of them have
recognizable characters.
Recognizable, Yeah, that if you inserted them in your video, otherwise you'd have lawyers from LucasArts or Disney or somebody crawling up your driveway.
Video camera, yeah.
crawling up your driveway. But this is completely legit. All this stuff is licensed. So, you know, I take a look at the article. There should be, as far as I know, some video of Darth Vader dropping a car on me after telling me I have failed him for the last time. And it's fun. It really is. So try that. And then the other thing I'd like to mention is LumaFX, which is not for making crazy, stupid, meme-worthy videos. This is actually for editing real video, but it gives you a bunch of very powerful features for a dollar.
Yeah.
It's like, now they make another program. The company that makes this, Luma something, Luma Fusion.
Yeah.
No, the company is Luma Touch, and Luma Fusion is their $30 video editing app. That's amazing. If you need to edit video on an iPad, you will be shocked at how good this thing is for $30.
Oh yeah.
And it's no doubt the best thing you can possibly use on an iPad.
Yeah.
And in many cases, I can get better results with LumaFX on an iPad than I get editing in Final Cut, which I've used like my whole life.
Yeah.
But it's so fast and easy and slick. And so LumaFX is this like subset. And the part that it does, it's not an editor. It's not for like stringing together a bunch of clips and putting transitions in. It's for taking a clip and adding effects to it. So you take any piece of video and you can add blurs and special pixel effects and distortion. Mm-hmm. You can color correct and do all kinds of stuff. And it's really fast. And the interface is awesome. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. And so you can do things that would be hard, if not impossible, to do with other apps on an iPad.
Yeah.
Also works on everything up to and including 4K video. So I can shoot 4K video on my iPhone 12 Pro Max and then add 4K effects.
That was my next thing to point out, was I know that one of the things when the iPhone first started shooting 4K was that you could take it into only some editors because not everything could deal with 4K video. And so it's nice to know that that's a thing that you can do. And
it's very fluid too. I mean, it's surprising.
But it works really well.
I can scrub through it and I can add the effect and preview it. And I think it's certainly as responsive as my old MacBook Pro running Final Cut. Mm-hmm. I actually like working in Luma Fusion more if I can get away with it. You know, it's like if it's a big project, I want it in Final Cut. And if it's anything that requires multicam syncing, I still feel more comfortable doing that kind of work in Final Cut. But for almost anything else, if I need to be mobile, I'll dump it into Luma Fusion instead of trying to carry a laptop around with Final Cut. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that there's a video camera that's $15 called Filmic Pro.
I love Filmic.
Isn't that a cool thing? Yeah.
Now, I don't use it a ton. I'm going to point out right now, I'm not a videographer.
Because it's overkill for most of what I do. But when I'm trying to shoot something and get just this effect, for example, when I'm trying to have real control over my depth of field and determine what is in focus and what isn't and how much. It's a lot more precise and camera-like than the Apple camera. It's like Apple can fake that pretty well, but this lets you really have complete control. And a lot of monitors and adjustments. If you're the kind of person that shoots by, do I have enough light? And do you go and touch the subject with a light meter? Well, you'll like this app because it's got that kind of stuff built in.
Yeah,
I'm not that kind of photographer. I work by eye and I shoot test footage and then go look at it on a different screen. Just because that's how I work.
Yeah.
But if you know how to read all of these monitors, like, you know, all of the scopes, you can have them on your screen while you're shooting. It's amazing camera. $15 if you're serious about video, you'll probably want one Filmic Pro and you'll love it. If you're not, you probably don't need it. I hear rumor that next operating system for iOS will support video shot with the quote portrait mode, which is the you know, blur the background feature. So if they add that to the video shot with the built-in stuff, well, that'll be interesting, won't it?
Yeah, and they do have tutorials and things on how to use it. Like I've watched a few.
Luma's site has tons of great instruction
for
both of the apps, LumaFusion and LumaFX.
They're super great with the Luma stuff. With Filmic, I know one of the things that stands out about it is that it what's the thing I'm trying to think of? It will let you use the individual cameras on your phone, I think is what it is. Like, you can switch between the cameras on the back so that you have like two cameras kind of at the same time.
So, and they have a separate app that will let you use both cameras at once.
Yeah. And it's super duper cool.
Yeah. If you needed to shoot like a video of an interview, aiming your camera at both of you in opposite directions.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really do that with you'd need two iPhones.
Yeah.
But
like a wide shot and
it stays in sync.
Yeah. It's nice to have
a wide shot and a close up shot with the two lenses on the back of your camera.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Let me tell you, if you're shooting stuff on a budget, having the ability to end up with two different framings for a shot without shooting it twice is so great.
Yeah. And the other thing there's a lot of great things about it, but I'm going to give one tip that I have found with video, and that is anything you can do to up any of the factors is going, like, while you're shooting, is only going to pay off later. Even if it's just, I'm going to have somebody stand over here and hold a flashlight so that it's not quite so dark, that's still better. If you can get any kind of tripod so that you can set your camera somewhere stable, also a plus. Even if it's
better,
prop it up against a stack of books, even like just so that there's something so that it's not in your hand, so you don't have to worry about cropping all of the wiggling out. That's super fantastic. A little bit more light is always better. A little bit better sound. If you can get like a little $25 clip-on microphone, like if you totally mean it, if you're going to do a bunch of interviews or whatever, you can do very well for under $50.
I have a clip-on microphone that's USB.
Yeah.
That I think was about $35 or $40. And it's so much better than trying to talk into your computer's built-in microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives you a nice... I'm not using it now, of course. I'm using a real mic. But it's almost as good as this. And it's very unobtrusive and not... You know, not expensive, $35.
And if you're going to do a lot of interviews,
it came from Radio Shack, so they may not, you may not be able to find one like that anymore.
Well, I have one that was about $20 that I got. That's one slightly shorter cable and then one much longer cable. So it's got two sort of lav mics on it, and I've used that to do interview after interview. Just plug it into my iPad and do interviews that way. That's worked really well in a lot of places as a like portable recording studio.
Do you only have one level for both mics?
Yeah, I think so. But they come in on separate tracks, so I can part them out. And then like if I clipped it a little too far away on the other person's shirt or a little too far away on mine, I can make adjustments how I need to. Yeah.
But only on one voice. That's good.
Yeah. So, and
$20, that was a great thing.
$20 worth of microphone. No joke. And I do use it with an adapter on my new iPad. I have tried it and it does work and it's great. So, like there's those things, or, you know, if you have, Like if there's anything that you can do to make it a tiny bit better while you're shooting, like I said, that's only going to pay off. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's only going to pay off.
Walk around the room and look. If you can open a window shade and add more light, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All of that. And the last thing I was going to say
Well, hold on though. This is for all video. This doesn't matter if you're sitting down to record an interview, if you are shooting something that's going to be the fun video Christmas card this year because you don't get to go see anybody, or it's going to be, you know, some sort of project that you're working on that you need a little promo video for. Like, this is good for all of those situations. So, and then also the being able to edit on your iPad or even on your phone. Is very, very handy. And remember that you can do a certain amount with just the iMovie app that you get as part of iOS. So
yes, but it's
so, I'm talking to you about leveling up.
Yeah, so, for one thing, everything looks like it came out of iMovie, and you're stuck with that little handful of things that everybody's already used.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I don't find its interface very appealing for experimenting and, you know, trying that.
No, not for experimenting.
Like to explore.
But we're talking about leveling up. And I'm just saying, like, if you shot 10 extra seconds, or you just need to take a little bit off the end and give a little title card or something, like, you have that capability right now. And if you do that and you enjoy it, you're going to outgrow iMovie very quickly. And that's why Bob is here for you, to give you other options for ways that you can make that movie even cooler.
And so, I do want to say that both of the Luma products, Luma FX and Luma Fusion, well, I'm pretty sure Luma FX, but I know Luma Fusion does really good smoothing if you don't use your tripod.
Uh-huh.
The motion, whatever they call it, motion adapting or motion reduction is very, very good.
Yeah.
iMovie has some, and it's good, and your camera has some, and it's pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. But if you have footage that was handheld and you've got some bounce to it, LumaFusion can make it go away in a very unnoticeable way.
That's good. That's very
really
good.
Really a cool trick for a $30 app.
It really is. Yeah.
All right, that's all I got.
Well, and you can get into it for $30. That's the other thing I kind of want to point out, is that, like, the expensive portion of this is $29.99. And even that, I think, is optional, because I think you can do a certain amount of stuff for free. And then it's only when you really want to dig in that you start needing to pay for stuff. So you can try it out.
I think LumaFusion now is $30 with everything unlocked.
Yeah.
But Luma FX is only $1.99, and everything in Luma FX is in LumaFusion.
Mm-hmm.
But the subset, the $2 version, has a lot of stuff that you would have had to pay $30 for before.
Yeah. So
now,
that's also
interesting.
There are
also some more things that you can buy as in-app purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Also, LumaFusion, as of about a year ago, can export an edit decision list that lets you finish in Final Cut on your Mac if you have to, which is really a cool feature. So, you know, it's like you can do some work on it while you're on the run in LumaFusion. And if you're a Final Cut user, there's now a way to get everything you did in LumaFusion to translate and come back into Final Cut for finishing or for titling or for whatever you want to do, whatever that last thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Although you can do everything in LumaFusion, and I know people who have finished productions that, you know, have gone on to network television entirely in LumaFusion.
Yeah.
Never touching a computer.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like I said.
It is. It's really, really quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. It's great stuff. So, yeah.
That's my thing for today.
All right.
And if you buy any of this stuff, you can't help but make better video, although it won't hurt to get more light and put it on a tripod and all that other stuff.
Real, real, like I said, real, real basic stuff. Even if it's just, like I said, set it on the table between a couple of books so that it's a little more stable, even that works. So if you have more questions about any of this, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, And you can leave comments in the show notes. I always make sure that when we get those messages that I do forward them on to Bob, that he does get to make sure and address feedback if there's feedback to be addressed. So if you want to find out more about that, always give us a shout. And Bob, as always, thank you for being here today.
Again, always my pleasure.
I am your host, Kelly.
This is my favorite way to podcast.
Yeah, because you come in and chat and I do all the rest.
That's right. That's right. You do all the work.
I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.